Western Albemarle and Lawson A. Holding middle.
Prepping ready. So we're going to figure you guys have lost the game. That still has a game.
Yeah, that's true.
That's you look like us.
I understand.
The circle of life.
Yeah, that's true.
It's on the ground.
All right. No, I'm fine. That's right. All right. Good luck, both teams. Toss up one. In the worst case, this function is the tight asymptotic lower bound of the median of medians algorithm to select the k's largest element. For a word size of k, the worst case performance of rate of sort is big O of k times this function with respect to the elements being sorted. Searching an unbalanced binary search tree has a worst case runtime tightly bounded by this function. This function is the best case time complexity of bubble sort.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. No. I missed a creature. No. Not done. Yes. Algorithms that traverse from the first to last element in a singly linked list without a tail pointer and ones that iterate through a one-dimensional array in a for loop are bounded by this function. Then point to name this function that dominates algorithms that run in big O of n time. N. More.
O of n.
More.
It's just their runtime is n. It's linear.
That's
linear.
Sorry, I said big O of n. So.
Oh, gotcha.
Your bonus. This man proposed that an apple falls from the tree because its nature compels it to return to Earth and fulfill its final cause, or telos, for 10 points each, named this Greek philosopher who analyzed why things are the way they are in terms of four causes. He tutored Alexander the Great and founded the Lyceum a generation after Plato's Academy.
Aristotle.
In discussing material versus formal causes, Aristotle claimed the claim that you can't make one of these places by just dumping a pile of bricks somewhere. In an ancient Greek polis, each male citizen ran an oikos centered around one of these places.
Yeah, I think a house.
A house?
When people today say the verb cause, they mean this third of Aristotle's four causes, the actual instigator which brings about an event. When building a house, the work of a builder to assemble the bricks is this type of cause.
Proximate cause?
Yes.
Immediate.
Efficient cause. 21.
No, nothing
else. Nothing else. 2. At the end of this novel, the protagonist thinks 0 hour, time to go, after habitually checking his broken watch. A flashback describes how its protagonist's father pursues a relationship with the lab tech Ramona after the protagonist's mother, Sharon, abandoned him, taking his pet raccoon to kill her. In a narrative thread of this novel, the protagonist travels from the plebe lands to the ruins of paradise. A character in this novel who attends the Watson Crick Institute and gets a job with Rejuvenescence took his nickname from the game Extinctathon.
This is a pandemic sound.
Nope. This novel's sequel in the Mad Adam trilogy is The Year of the Flood. For 10 points, name this 2003 novel in which Snowman's flashbacks detail his pre-apocalypse life with the two title characters.
Orson Craig.
That's right.
Yeah.
Into the following with the economic history of sandalwood, 10 points each. In the early 19th century, sandalwood was the chief export of this kingdom, which the Chinese called Tangkangshan, meaning fragrant sandalwood mountains. Sugar planters backed the Bayonet Constitution in the final years of this kingdom's independence. Right. Sandalwood, silver, and this other good were practically the only goods China imported during the 19th century. Unease about British smugglers of this narcotic, which the British grew in India, led to its two namesake wars in China.
Opium.
Americans first traded sandalwood obtained from this island group, which was once dominated by King Kakobao of the Bao Kingdom. Mahendra Chaudhry was the first person of Indian ancestry to become Prime Minister of this Commonwealth nation.
Solomon.
Fiji. A lot of Indians in Fiji. Also, 3. Musil's film theory describes this process. The working fluid undergoes this process after it is turbined before it is pumped in a Rankine cycle. An exit stream undergoes this process and then a recycle during reflux. This process shares the same with a method of polymerization contrasted with addition.
Condensation.
Once. Bonus. Kenneth Clark wrote that the sculpture ushered in a new age where the pleasure in the human body once more became a permissible subject of art. 10 points each, identified as first bronze sculpture of an unsupported nude cast since antiquity. It was commissioned by Cosimo de' Medici in 1440.
So it's like Donatello's David, right? Donatello's David.
David was sculpted by this Renaissance master. An earlier statue of David by this artist stood in Palazzo Vecchio, but was later overshadowed by a figure dated by Michelangelo. Donatello also made sculptures of Saints Mark and George for the niches of this Florentine church, which was once used as a grain storehouse. Nanni di Bianco's four crowned saints occupies another niche here.
Is it the Orson Michel?
I think it's the Orson Michel.
30. 4. An unfinished piece by this composer contains a central purgatorio movement surrounded by two scherzos. Another of his pieces ends with an alto or baritone repeating ewig, ewig, or forever.
Molly.
Nice. You notice this equation relates the Hamiltonian operator to the energy operator, the latter of which is given by I times H bar times D over DT. And each name this equation whose Austrian creator also names a thought experiment involving a cat.
Yeah.
Right. The Schrodinger equation is an example of this general class of equations, which involves the derivatives of functions of more than one variable. Other examples from physics include the heat equation and the general wave equation.
Partial differential equation.
Right. One can solve the Schrodinger equation by using the semi-classical method in which the wave function is described by an exponential with slowly changing amplitude and phase.
Oh, is it like that?
Yes. Born-Oppenheimer approximation.
WKB approximation.
WKB, there we go.
That's the frame of 301. There it goes. Number 5. This event largely did not affect institutions which belong to the Suffolk system. A cartoon depicting the times of this event shows a shining hat subtitled Glory in the sky above a city street. During this event, thousands of New Yorkers attacked hoarding merchants in the flower riots.
The panic of 1837.
Nice.
Sorry. This man rallies his followers by repeatedly asking, "Is there still powder in your flasks?" in the battle that sees the death of the hetman Kukubenko. Then each name is Cossack, who shoots his son Audrey from the frame for a Polish girl. He burns numerous times in revenge for the killing of his son Ostap before being burned alive himself. Is a story about the Ukrainian author of The Nose, or about Chichikov's scheme to acquire the rights of deceased serfs in his novel Dead Souls. In this other Google story, the ghost of Akaki Akakievich wanders St. Petersburg, stealing the title garment after he dies from being ridiculed by a high-ranking official. Also, 6. A body movement called Arc de Cercle affected people diagnosed with this condition by Jean-Martin Charcot. The idea of pressing a doctor's thumb to the patient's forehead to relieve this condition was relayed in a text co-written by Joseph Breuer. In the late 19th century, physicians like George Taylor induced what they called paroxysm to treat this condition, often using mechanical vibrators.
Whoa, cool.
Right. You get a bonus. This person was sent an anonymous email stating, "You asked why I chose you. I didn't. You chose yourself." For 10 points each, identify this documentarian who opened her Oscar-winning 2014 film Citizen 4 by reading those and other emails concerning government surveillance.
What? Documentarian.
Yes. Name is Laura Poitras or Poitras. The aforementioned email was sent by this NSA whistleblower with the help of journalists such as Glenn Greenwald. This former sysadmin publicized the prison program.
Snowden.
Right. Greenwald published some of the first stories based on Snowden's information in this newspaper, which also broke the news of the world phone hacking scandal. Right. 20 points. 7. This deity transforms Nycteminy, who had been raped by her father, into a symbolic animal. During the Gigantomachy, this deity hurls the island of Sicily at the fleeing Enceladus. This deity gives Heracles a Hephaestus-crafted rattle with which to frighten the Symphalian birds. This deity assists Telemachus in the disguise of men.
Is
that
Athena?
In the exclusion crisis, Parliament tried to remove this king's brother from the lines of succession due to his Catholicism. For 10 points each, named this King of England, who came to power in 1660 and presided over the restoration of the English monarchy.
Charles II.
The exclusion crisis unfolded after the Anglican clergyman Titus Oates lied about this conspiracy by claiming the Catholics were planning to kill Charles. This plot gained little traction until Edmund Godfrey, the magistrate to whom Oates gave his evidence, was found murdered.
It's not that. It's trying to murder. Right.
Popish. Yeah. Popish, but yeah. This early Whig politician arrested 5 Catholic lords, pinpointed by Oates as being in on the plot, and cooked up the plan to exclude Charles' brother James. He also furthered the philosophical career of his secretary, John Locke.
Oh, this is Chef's Curry.
Great.
Thanks.
30 points. Awesome. 8. This author wrote a short story in which Mr. Swapper gives a house to the title character and her husband, Yanko Gural, the latter of whom calls out for water in his native tongue and is abandoned before his death. In another of his stories, the captain decides to help the deserter Legat escape from the HMS Sephiroth. Another character created by...
Conrad.
20. Thanks. This man takes care of Adele Ferenz, who is abandoned by her mother, a French dancer, and with each name is husband of Brooke Mason, who marries the title character of a novel after she returns from the House of Singing Rivers.
Rochester.
Marries Jane Eyre, the protagonist of this woman's most famous novel, the Sophia Villette, is the eldest of her sisters.
See, Roger.
This seamstress, another woman employed by Mr. Rochester, is who Jane originally believes is the source of the sound on the third floor. This woman turns out to be the caretaker of Brooke Mason.
Grace.
30. In China, statues of this animal often appear as a pedestal of monuments like the Nestorian Steel. According to legend, a golden one of these animals took a sword called Heaven's Will back from the Vietnamese freedom fighter Lê Loi. Objects named for this animal were used in a crane formation to win the Battle of Han San Island and the Battle of Sa Tra. 20. This equation could be used to estimate the extent of ionization of ferrous ions with ferric ions in solution. And points each name this equation, which can be used to calculate very dilute concentrations of ions, which is why it is applied by glucose sensors and sensitive pH meters. A constant factor of 0.059 is included in this equation at standard conditions.
0.059 is...
Right. The concentrations are included in this term of the Nernst equation. When this quantity is larger than the equilibrium constant, Le Chatelier's principle predicts the equilibrium will shift towards the reactants.
Yeah, Q.
Yeah. The shift occurs to minimize this quantity at equilibrium. This form of free energy is symbolized in G.
Yes.
That's right. Also, Ken, a prominent visitor center in this region is named for Ernest Poe, whose advocacy for this region alienated pretty much everyone. The Bear Lake Mounds are in this ecological region where humans built the Mud Lake Canal between 750 and 1200 AD. HM69, a Nike Hercules missile base, is located in this region. The Calusa people once inhabited this region, which is cut through by the Tamiami Trail. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas advocated for saving this region, which is afflicted by invasive species such as the Melaleuca tree and the Burmese python. This monster has 4 eyes, 6 necks, 12 legs, a cat's tail, and 4 to 6 dog heads around its waist. And with each name is a woman loved by the fish-like Glaucus. Cersei, who loves Glaucus, transforms this woman into a monster in jealousy.
Scylla.
Scylla eats 6 crew members of this hero during his 10-year journey back from Troy Chronicle that he names an epic bifold murder. Right. In some accounts, Scylla was never a beautiful woman, but is spawned in her monster form by this couple, who also begot the Gorgons, the Grii, and the Echidna.
Oh.
And Echidna, rather.
Wait, so is it just like Typhon and Gaia, right?
Okay.
Typhon and Gaia.
Typhon and...
No. Porpoise and Seagull.
I believe that's the half, and still adding, I have 230, 180. Everyone else is good.
Yahoo!
The kids are intense, but the coaches are much worse. Oh no, you have
anybody need water?
Yeah.
Water in the back if you want water. Bring up this. Let the coaches grimace and fall off the chairs. Not nearly as bad as the one they had on the road. Oh my god. It's
like the blade.
Not on a question, just on the ones he taught. You know, you have incredible ownership.
I feel it. Guys ready?
Yeah.
Guys ready?
Have fun.
All right. Tossed up 11. Good luck. The most common region used in animal DNA barcoding is a stretch of 600 base pairs encoding a subunit of one of these proteins. After being released into the cytoplasm, one of these proteins binds to APAP1, initiating the intrinsic apoptosis pathway. In phase 1 of drug metabolism, polar groups are introduced to chemicals by the P450 oxidase type of these proteins. One of these proteins can be thylakoid
cytochrome.
20 points.
Nice.
To give a bonus, a fleshy structure of this kind, called the galgulus, is produced by junipers and cypresses. So when teaching these geometrically elegant reproductive structures consisting of scales arranged spirally in accordance to the Fibonacci ratio that are produced by the most abundant group of gymnosperms. Conical cones produce these structures consisting of an embryonic plant and surrounding stored food encapsulated in a coat. Flowering plants use fruits to disseminate these objects.
Seeds.
But this living fossil, a unique species of tree in its own order within the gymnosperms, is native to China and has unusually fan-shaped leaves growing on erratic branches.
Keep going.
30 points. Plus 12. In one work by this man, a judge named Bridoya reveals that he has always doled out sentences by rolling dice. This author is said to have employed the trope of the grotesque body to critique the wars of his time in a Mikhail Bakhtin study named after this man and his world. Another of this man's characters determines whether or not he should get married by making a journey to Bakhbuk, where he is told to drink. One of the Zabish title characters builds a religious institution which has the motto of Buddha.
That way.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you get a bonus. One symphonic poem by this composer contrasts a theme representing the Sultan with a winding theme first introduced in a violin solo. Then points each name is Russian composer, a member of the 5 group Scheherazade, and used hymns from the Obikod in Russian Easter Festival of Russian. This 5 movement orchestral suite by Rimsky Korsakov, which imitates music of the title nationality, has a Sena e Canto Gitano that opens with 5 cadenzas. It ends with a Fandango Asturiano. First and third movements of Capriccio Espanol are this kind of piece played during sunrises. Ravel included one of these in Del Gracioso in Miroirs.
I'm going to be wrong.
Alvarado. Right.
was like last year.
That's a 13. The lands belonging to these people were partitioned during a period known as the Ruin. These people formed a vassal state after rebelling against the rule of four magnates in the Khmelnytsky uprising, which marked the beginning of the deluge.
These are Cossacks.
20 points. Nice.
Nice.
Good bonus. In probability theory, an event is defined as a subset of the space. And what's each name? The space, which consists of all possible outcomes. For flipping a coin twice, there are four entries in this space.
No, configuration space.
Configuration space.
Okay, good.
Configuration space.
Probability space.
Sample space. Since the set of outcomes for flipping a coin twice has this property, one defines a probability mass function over it and not a density function. This word is often considered to be the opposite of continuous
discrete.
Right. This quantity is defined as the sum over all elements of the probability that an event occurs times the event's value. The square of this quantity and a squared random variable's value for this quantity appears in the definition of variance.
Expected value.
20 points.
Yeah.
As a 14, in statistical mechanics, the expected number of these particles in a given state is inversely proportional to an exponential weight minus 1. Composite particles that belong to this general class are the basis for the BCS theory.
Fermions.
Hmm?
Fermions.
No.
Tons.
Nope, they're both. The Getty Museum contains a portrait study by this artist of a model from Santo Domingo named Joseph with upturned eyes. During a trip to Rome, he painted a nude man holding back a terrified horse before it takes off down the Corso. The psychiatrist Etienne Jean Georget commissioned him to make a portrait of a kleptomaniac.
Jesus Christ, Jericho.
25. Song Vanity scholar Su Shi contemplates a poem about the bright moon in the first of his food title for this place, which he often traveled to while in exile. And when teaching, the site of a climactic battle in which Liu Bei's advisor Zhuge Liang supposedly uses magic to summon an out of season sun beast to the wind, and Sun Quan's general Huang Gai pretends to defect in order to set fire to the villain's navy.
The Red Cliffs.
I sure do. The losing side of the Battle of the Red Cliffs is led by this villainous general whose son Pi founds the kingdom of Wei later in the novel. That's right. The Battle of the Red Cliffs is fictionalized in this 14th century Chinese novel by Luo Guangzhong about the wars at the end of and after the Han Dynasty. Its major focus is on the battles between Wei and Wu.
Sangguo Yanyi.
That's right, dude. 30 points.
Score check.
So I'm adding, I have 270, 320, correct?
Verifying.
And how many
points
that was 15.
Five.
Thank you.
16. Frank Ramsey translated this book into English at Cambridge while its author was allegedly twisting kids' ears as a provincial schoolteacher. According to this book, facts can be combined into a picture which has a representing relation to reality, though the limits of one's language are the limits of one's world. This book's author later rejected that theory in favor of a family resemblance theory of meaning. The bonus, the News of the World ran an editorial claiming that this evil star deliberately French-kissed his Dynasty co-star Linda Evans in order to give her his disease. The point each name is Hollywood star whose 1985 death helped draw attention to the AIDS epidemic. Hudson managed to avoid this fate of many other Hollywood professionals at the height of the Red Scare. This term refers to bans on employing people with suspected ties to communism.
Blacklisting.
Dalton Trumbo is among a set of this many Hollywood screenwriters who were blacklisted for refusing to answer questions at a QAC hearing. The constitutional amendment of this number reserves powers not delegated by the Constitution to the state's board of the people. That's right. 30.
DCC.
House 17. The cave of Ramban in this place is considered the final resting place of Nachmanides. In the Birkat Hamazon, a set of blessings said after consuming bread, the third blessing concerns this place. The Talmudic legend about Akiva being a liar for all your songs inspired a popular song about this place of gold. Many Passover services end with the participants singing the song next year. Notice the second wave of this movement included anti-pornography advocate Andrea Dworkin and Catherine McKinnon, who described the world power structure as a patriarchy. And once each named this movement for greater political, economic, and social equality, whose pioneers included Mary Wollstonecraft.
Feminism.
Right. This conservative woman fought against feminist efforts for an Equal Rights Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Her son Andrew runs Conservapedia. This black author of Sisters of Yam, who used a Sojourner Truth quote to title her book Ain't I a Woman, writes about the intersection of black and third world identities with feminism using an uncapitalized pen name. You got it.
Yeah. This is famous. Johnson.
Bell Books.
Bell Books.
10 on the toss-up,
right?
Okay. The
toss-up is... Yes. 10 on the toss-up. That was 18. In this novel, a character promotes healthy living with initiatives like Banish the Booze Week and Better Babies Week. Joyce Lanyon enters a loveless marriage with this novel's main character before he moves to Vermont at this book's end. A woman in this novel dies after smoking a half-finished cigarette while on St. Hubert. This novel's title character hosts a lunch to which he invites his two fiancées, of whom he eventually chooses a native of Wheatsylvania, North Dakota, named Leora Tozer. The protagonist of this book grows up in Elk Mills in the state of Winnemac and discovers the X-Principle
is Harrison. Major.
Right.
Nice.
Your bonus, Paul O'Rourke, a man in his profession, has his identity stolen by a religious group that thinks he's an omen. Joshua Ferris is unable to rise again at a decent hour. Excuse me. 10 points each. Identify this profession shared by an advocate in San Francisco who kills his wife, Trina, to access her lottery winnings, and ultimately dies of exposure after being handcuffed to Marcus Schuller in Death Valley.
Profession.
Dentist.
Yes. Slider Dentist is the title character of McTeague, an athleticist American naturalist. His planned epic of the wheat trilogy includes an audience for Dearborn Mary's Curtis Dadman, who becomes obsessed with parade speculation and trading, called The Pit.
Norse.
This first novel in the epic of the wheat was inspired in part by the Muscle Slough tragedy. In it, Magnus Derrick leads the League of Wheat Farmers close to the expansion of the Pacific and Southwestern Railroad, which is analogized to the title and the octopus. 30 minutes. One player of this instrument collaborated on the album At Basin Street with Clifford Brown. Another player of this instrument played on a duet with Sonny Rollins in the song The Surrey with the Fringe on Top. Two players of this instrument collaborated on an album that contains tracks of each of their blues. In 1952, those two players battled at a Carnegie Hall concert.
Drums.
1 point.
Yes, that was much
better. Yeah. The bonus answer to the following about 17th century artists who used dramatic lighting. 10 points each. Light emerges from an unseen window to the right of canvas in this Italian Baroque artist's The Calling of St. Matthew.
Caravaggio
and Artemisia Gentileschi both painted eerily lit versions of this bloody scene from the Apocrypha in which one title character decapitates the other after seducing away into his tent.
Judith beheading Holofernes.
Representative canvases by this French artist include St. Joseph the Carpenter and a painting where St. Jerome holds a candle with a piece of paper he's reading.
This French artist?
Who's that? Delatour.
Right.
Good job.
2010.
You guys want to score check?
Yeah. Do we really need one though?
390, 370?
Yeah. I think we're 390, right?
I have 390.
Who was
390? 390, 370.
Ah, okay. Last one. Last one.
Double point. The Haldane mission attempted to curb the spending on these objects. Horace Devere Poole pretended to be part of a delegation from Abyssinius that he and his friends, including Virginia Woolf, could visit one of these objects. This is the less common of the two objects that the country meeting the two power standards.
Battleship.
20 points. Ronus, after each of these events, Moses would ask to let my people go, and after all but the last one, Pharaoh would refuse. 10 points each named these divine punishments which preceded the exodus of the Israelites. They included a swarm of locusts, a cloud of darkness so thick people could touch it, and the death of every Egyptian firstborn son. Before the 10th plague, Israelites marked their doors with this substance so that the angel of death would know to pass over them, hence the term Passover.
King's blood?
Yeah.
King's blood,
yeah. In the book of Exodus, this metaphor describes what God did to make Pharaoh stubborn and unwilling to listen to Moses or Aaron each time they pleaded for the Israelites' freedom.
Pardon his heart.
That's exactly correct. 30 points. Good game.
Good game,
both teams.
Good game.
Final score?
Okay. What's 50 and 390?
440.
440, thank you.
440, 370?
Adam, what was